to Ronan Kelly now for another look at what it says in this morning's papers.
The predominant colour in the pictures on the front page of the Irish Daily Mirror is blue, United Nations blue. Like the other papers, the Mirror covers the ceremony in Beirut Airport at which the body of Private Sean Rooney was repatriated. In the foreground, the blue flag of the UN covering his coffin. In the background, the blue berets of the ranks of his comrades standing to attention. The Mirror headline reads, "Sean comes home." Two columnists in the Irish Daily Mail, though, are wondering whether everyone should come home from Lebanon. Dermot Ahern, who's also from Dundalk, like Private Rooney, says that if there aren't assurances that the events that led to his death will not recur, Ireland's association with Lebanon will have to come to an end. Elsewhere in the Mail, Mary Carr writes that the conflict in Lebanon has undergone a sea change. The UN's cachet is waning. Russia still holds a veto on the Security Council, and the timing for leaving UNIFIL could not be better. The Examiner brings us inside barracks life in Lebanon in a long article by retired soldier Michelle Dunn. She talks about the stress of trying to sleep at night with the sound of shelling and gunfire. She says people at home only hear about deaths and injuries, but that the many near misses are kept between the soldiers out there. On the front page of the Examiner is the news that chaplains' reports into the prison service from last March still have not been published. The prison service says this is because of GDPR concerns. The Examiner says that last year's chaplains' reports were critical of the manner in which some prisoners, including those with mental health difficulties, were being held. The Irish Independent previews Sean O'Rourke's RTE TV series about Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. In it, he interviews former Taoiseach Brian Cowan, who complains about the people thinking that he was half drunk during a radio interview. He says it wasn't true. He said it was just muck throwing by other politicians. MMA fighter Conor McGregor features in several papers. He's been criticised for a tweet mocking comedian PJ Gallagher, who was talking about the success of his own mental health treatment. According to the Irish Daily Star, McGregor has since deleted his tweet. Back to the Irish Examiner, which has an editorial on Qatar, not the World Cup, but the row with the EU over Qatar bribing EU officials. Qatari representatives have been banned from European Parliament premises. In response, Qatar has threatened that supplies of natural gas to Europe could be jeopardised, and these supplies could replace Russian natural gas. And Qatar says that the EU's behaviour could affect global security cooperation. The Examiner calls the Qatari threats sinister. The front page of the same paper has the happier Qatari story, the World Cup final, and a big picture of Lionel Messi being hoisted aloft by his teammates. Mary Hannigan rhapsodises in the Irish Times. "Ah, football, you beautiful, ridiculous, preposterous thing," she says of the tournament, "the most hideous of hosts, the most gorgeous of finals." Like other sports writers, she's looking back at the competition. One of her favourite quotes comes courtesy of former England footballer Stuart Pearce, who observed about the phenomenon that is France's Kylian Mbappe. "Just to even things up a little," he said, "Mbappe shouldn't be allowed to wear football boots. Instead, he should have to wear on one foot a Doc Marten and on the other a stiletto." And in the Belfast Telegraph, Adrian Rutherford harks back to a news story from the very beginning of the tournament, the banning of beer. He writes, "From the marvellous Moroccans to Ronaldo's tantrums in the dying of the limelight, even at this dry World Cup, there were so many intoxicating moments."